AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at AM570LASports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
A person for dreaming his dream, don't expect him to thank or forgive you.
Going it out, Vic. Petros and Money, we just won't be defeated Wednesday.
Yeah!
We ain't taking vacation.
Not us.
Walk your bike.
Follow the rules. What am I going to do with this guy?
Watch your mouth.
Shut up.
Don't text and walk.
Yeah, but don't walk.
Don't walk. Stay home. Stay home.
What am I going to do with this guy?
We had Jim Trotter on earlier. We just talked to James Worthy, Greg Aumann.
And don't go to Florida.
Greg Aumann's in Florida.
Greg Aumann is in Florida. Tampa Bay Times covered the Bucs for 19 years. Now does it for The Athletic. He'll give us the state of the franchise.
And Tom Brady's in Florida, or he's going to Florida.
I wouldn't go there.
Well, he is. He's going to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We're not going to have justice with Sweet James today, but we will get with that a little bit later in the week for all your justicio quarries.
Put a pin in that, huh? Just yeah. Put a pin in that, put it up there on a wall, and then we'll get back to it a little bit later.
Did you touch the pin? Well, there you go.
Interesting, huh?
Sweet James Bergener not going to join us, but we do have these two great writers, and we had James Worthy on the show as well, and we still got a lot going on. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Please podcast the show when applicable to you. We got 4 hours a day just for the people. And before we go any further, Matt.
Can't do it, Sally.
Do it.
Do it.
We got a film fight in honor of the Buccaneers and Tom Brady. Two films
Buccaneers?
We put together for the people.
Buccaneers?
We thought we were going to do two black and whites, Treasure Island versus Captain Blood.
And maybe we will.
Eventually.
Maybe we will.
If this Brady story has legs.
Right.
And why not?
When they reveal their much-anticipated new
uniform. Oh, yeah.
Treasure Island, Captain Blood. Bing, bang,
we'll get
boom.
It done there. But now, as of today, we are doing pirate movies, Buccaneer movies, movies that inspire us to say, arr.
Lighter fare.
Well, yeah, we thought so today, maybe.
Keep it light.
So I'm going to do The Goonies from 85 with Corey Feldman, although he hadn't been out there doing any light fare recently, telling the stories that he'd been telling.
No.
Oh, bad
and,
news,
because
man.
Stupid movies from the 80s is a pillar.
Yes.
I'm going to do 1987's The Princess Bride.
Yeah! Peter Falk.
Exactly right.
Fred Savage.
Rob Reiner. Billy Crystal.
Everybody.
Andre the freaking Giant.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Domingo Montoya.
Oh, Domingo Montoya. Roberto.
All right, Matt. Well, I got Goonies. We all know the kids in Astoria. They're going to lose their precious Goondocks. But then the Fratellis are involved, and a pirate is involved, and One-Eyed Willie is involved, and here's the trailer!
Steven Spielberg presents The Goonies, a Richard Donner film.
Time, chunk.
Hey, Mike, there's a map!
Whoa!
We talked about Goonies yesterday.
We could do?
Yeah, we did.
I don't want to go on any more of your crazy Goonie adventures.
Meet Mikey.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Brand. Andy.
Shame,
shame.
Come on, man. Slipper the tongue.
That's disgusting. No, I can't even look.
Mouth.
I got you. Now get out from behind her. You're
ruining
the painting. You're
ruining
my
mouth. Mouth is Feldman.
Stephanie. Data.
Boy Bando.
Oh, racially insensitive character of the Asian kid.
And Chunk.
A bit.
Fat insensitive. Go Bears.
They call themselves the Goonies. They've stumbled onto a legend, but they're not alone.
Chunk, I hope that was your stomach.
No, that's the it.
You know, most children don't lay in refrigerators with murdered bodies.
No, but
discover
most kids aren't from the Goondocks.
Rubies and emeralds and diamonds?
The Lost Map.
Thank you.
secret.
You know, the trailers really used to get into the whole story.
Pretty much tell you everything you need to know.
Clues.
This is like the movie trailer. This is like you're in the movie. Kate. How long is this scene? What are we at? 2 minutes already?
All right, dude, enough.
Jeez. How long is my Princess Bride trailer?
30 minutes.
Right? All right.
That's it? That's all you had? A bunch of classical music at the end?
So, 87.
What are you doing
Hold
now?
Hold on before you play Peter Falk.
Jesus.
87.
Hold your horses, Kate.
Buttercup, Wesley, Dread Pirate, Roberts. You take on his persona, and he comes in various forms and various people. And old Wesley turned into the Dread Pirate Roberts for a minute there.
And, and Robin Wright, man.
Exactly. Mandy Patinkin is in there as Inigo Montoya. I mean, it is a star-studded cast. And by the way, I believe one of the few times that they leaked the rumor of a remake, and the pushback was so forceful that they abandoned it.
Doesn't always happen.
Doesn't always happen, but they, this was like what, we probably lost like September last year or something like that?
We lost the Karate Kid battle.
And we took it on.
To Will Smith and
we
his
lost it.
Evil child.
But 1987, directed by Rob Reiner's Princess Bride.
To me, when I was sick and I used to read it to your father. And today, I'm going to read it to you.
I'll try and stay awake.
That's savage.
Wesley had no money for marriage, so he packed his few belongings and left the farm to seek his fortune across the sea.
Oh, more classical.
The man gave Humperdinck the right to choose his bride.
The fabric will make the prince suspect the Gildarians have abducted his love.
I never said anything about killing anyone.
Oh, the people behind us are something is there.
He's obviously seen us with the princess and let's therefore die. Pick up one of those rocks. Get behind the boulder. The minute his head is in view, hit it with the rock!
I was not a sportsman, Nash.
How long is this one?
2 minutes. This is the movie trailer.
I've got my country's 500th anniversary to plan, my wedding to arrange, my wife to murder.
All right, we're good.
I'm swapped.
Good stuff, though. I mean, I'm sure everybody's looking forward to it now.
Oh, yeah.
Now that we played those two trailers. Goonies! Versus Princess Bride, 85 versus 87. Pirate movies headed your way at 5 o'clock.
Very exciting.
But right now it's time for the number of the day.
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
Asha!
Number of the day, P, is I'm going to say north of...
North Dallas 40?
Not 40. I'm going to say north of 100. I grew up in the 80s.
86, 87 versus 85 today.
Right. I grew up with Bones Brigade, with Vallely in Public Domain. With
former
Nottis,
PMS guest, right? Mike Vallely.
With Nottis Coppice in Streets of Fire. And no matter what you were into, you're a big jock. Maybe you're a Hesher smoking big weed.
Maybe your mom bought you a Nash.
At some point, a serious majority of boys across the planet tried to figure out how to ollie. And by try to figure out, I mean hours invested. Shut up, Siri.
Clap. Clap.
Popping that tail, dragging that front foot up the grip tape, tearing up your shoes, getting yelled at by your parents because you ruined the shoes, duct taping the shoes so they would stop yelling at you.
Getting yelled at by business owners, ruining their curb.
All over the place. And then once you finally mastered the ollie, you had to practice the kickflip. Even more infuriating of a sound, but this is some sound because the kids are quarantined. My youngest has decided that her physical activity is going to be focused on her dedication at 12 years old to mastering the ollie.
It's not annoying just listening to it. It's almost like having somebody learn the
Learn
the flute right next to you.
Exactly. It is one of those actions that if you're the one executing it, it does not bother you at all. You do not recognize the sound you are making that everybody else around you is forced to endure. So here I believe she is rolling out of the garage into the alley and then practicing her ollie for about, I don't know, 20 seconds. Pretty good one there.
Oh. Oh.
There you go.
It's like that living with peacocks.
And that, by the way, was taken at 9:45 p.m.
Oh.
And I was like, babe, I love your dedication. I'm excited that you're practicing something and you want to master it. That's great. But let's not do it at 9:45 p.m., lest the neighbors, who are probably all quarantined as well, break their quarantine.
Let me hear it again. Let me hear some of that.
And kill us.
Maybe it's not that bad. Let me hear it. It's like a really aggressive tennis match.
Right?
Oh. Oh, God.
And again, part of me, as you can hear, she's getting it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's getting that thing in the air. She is
torn. Oh, I can tell, Matt. I'm like Clint Eastwood in Trouble with the Curb.
You can hear it.
I don't even have to watch. I can just have it hits the glove.
Yeah, she's even, like, I was like, the faster you go, the easier it's going to be. Now, it's a little scary, but it's going to be easier. She has torn her Vans slip-ons to hell. My wife has yelled at her for that. Why don't you give her old shoes? She's ruined her new ones.
We'll get you more Vans.
Like, all right, I'll... Just focus.
Skate or die.
She's outside. She's not on the Fortnite. She's actually out hitting. You know, I know it's annoying, but it is outdoor activity. It's a little bit of PE here. But 9:45, I told her. I was like, babe, can't be doing that.
Push that thing over to the pier. Put on a show.
Can't be 9:45 anymore. I rue the day that the kickflip comes.
Push that thing over to the pier.
Right?
People are going to want to see it.
Let's go.
Ronnie!
This is the song of the day.
Ta-da!
Wednesday Morning is the title of our song of the day from a local band called Chicano Batman, fusing funk, soul, indie rock, and Latin music into their signature sound. A nice tune for a Wednesday afternoon right here on the Petros and Money Show, where great sports talk goes a full 4 hours before Dodger Talk takes over, with David Vasse and special guest Andre Ethier taking your phone calls at 7 o'clock.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Right.
Coming up, we'll have the top story of the day. We'll have a secret Textoso Rodeo Roundup. We'll do our film fight to celebrate Pirates. The Princess Bride versus Goonies. Dread Pirate Roberts versus One-Eyed Willie. Greg Allman from Tampa Bay is going to join us to talk about Bradyania in Central Florida.
Good one.
Chicano Batman forever, eh? We'll be right back with more PMS on AM 570 LA Sports. Oh, this goes out, Matt, since you just talked about your Vans and your daughter and her skateboard kickflips.
Right.
This goes out to Steve Van Doren.
Yeah, Steve.
One of the closest friends of our show ever. Texted me yesterday on the Secret Textoso line when we sang Brandon with Vic the Brick.
Right.
How excited he was, and that he could only be more excited if we played Rawhide.
Our gal would pass by my side.
All the love I'm missing,
your hugging and the kissing,
waiting at the end of my ride. Write them in, Steve. This one goes out to Vans, the shoes that protect us in the age of coronavirus. Count them out, Steve.
This could be a good ending to the La Tuya game, along with Brandon. I think Steve's on to something.
The Teal 2 and Mono Tuesday.
Yeah.
Well, we could do it. I mean,
it's a good sing along.
Yeah, I mean, right now,
I mean, Vic will F up the lyrics. Something special. It'll be a lot of fun.
We're still mastering Brandon. Rawhide.
We've been trying for about 4 months now to master
getting
Brandon.
Getting there. AM 570 LA Sports, that's us, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. We don't have sports going on right now, but we do have a show, and it is fabulous. We have a film fight coming up at 5 o'clock, honoring Pirates, because Tom Brady's a Buccaneer, which is more of a French mercenary kind of thing. Greg Allman is going to join us from the Tampa Bay Buccaneer world. A longtime Tampa Bay Time beat writer is going to join us about the level of excitement in Tampa Bay over Tom Brady. And we still have a lot of great sports talk to come. There's no doubt about it. And you can podcast the show on the iHeartRadio app or any other platform that you like to podcast stuff. Know this, Southwest Airlines offering no charge, no change or cancellation fees, although fare differences may apply. Book today at southwest.com as a lot of people are moving about the country. Do it while you can. It's time for the top story of the day.
Top story of the day.
Top story of the day. And by the way, speaking of Steve, just sent me a text saying, hey, your daughter's on the cool side of teens. So thank you, Steve. Certainly appreciate that. That's what I'm going to tell
you. Yeah.
Hey, Mom, shut up.
Better than being on the nerd side.
Exactly right.
Right? Cools, nerds. Man, it's all BS, Steve. It's hard enough just to be yourself, you know, Steve?
Yes, to my house. This, I believe, and by the way, you'll hear from Jim Trotter, who broke the news yesterday, basically that Brady was going to the Buccaneers, when he shared with the nation that the Chargers believed they were out of the running. And that led to the news that Tom Brady was going to the Bucs. But this is why I think there was so much seed planting, and maybe it was intentional by Anthony Lynn when he joined us at Riviera. Maybe it wasn't. That Tyrod Taylor, or if he is in fact going to be the starter, I probably should get his name right. Remember, he corrected everyone in a very Dan Gadzarich way that his name is actually Tyrod.
Talor?
Tyrod instead of Tyrod.
No, Tyrod.
It's supposed to be Tyrod.
Not Talor. Not, like Monty and Monte Ball.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like not Tyrone, but Tyrone. It is Tyrod.
Tyrod.
This is why I think Anthony Lynn and Tom Telesco shared that from the combine as well. Could be
Telesco
our starter, and we'd be totally comfortable with that. And
I remember that. That was games. at the Riviera Country Club,
yeah.
Matt.
And I believe the reason for that is they had one swing and they took it. It was Tom Brady or bust. It was not, if we can't get Tom, let's get Teddy Bridgewater. If we can't get Teddy Bridgewater, let's trade for Cam. If we can't do that, let's go get Marcus Mariota. Maybe it's Jameis Winston. No, it was an all-in plan for Tom Brady. And if that did not come together, Tyrod Taylor was going to be their starter. And they would likely, if it worked out, get a quarterback through the draft that would be their future and would hopefully create some sizzle going into their new stadium.
That was the, that's what they're saying.
That's what I've heard.
And that's what they're, that they were super close with him.
I heard that this is the biggest swing they've ever taken for a free agent. And Jim confirmed that it was a fully guaranteed 60.
So they did make him an offer?
They made him an offer.
So what was with the report saying they didn't, that he only got one offer?
I mean, maybe I'm getting bad information, but I was told that they made a big offer, one that they thought would land Tom Brady, that in dealing with his agent, that they checked all the boxes, that he liked the roster, that he liked the coach, that he liked the OC, the system, and they said, where's the money? You know, where are you guys
at? Where's the beef?
Where are you guys at with the money? And the money was comparable, if not maybe a little bit higher than what the Bucs had to offer, that it was north
state tax
of 60, yeah, exactly right, that it was north of $60 million guaranteed. And that ultimately, and again, this is something that was shared, and this is something that was mentioned throughout, that they believe it was something he had to take back to the family and not just his current family.
Are you saying that Brazilian woman and Moynihan are the ones that poo-pooed this?
That's what I believe happened.
You're blaming the family, Matt?
That is.
But what about the whole LA thing that worked out so well?
That's what they were led to believe.
If you're the Brazilian lady who's a supermodel, how do you choose Tampa Bay over L.A.?
What I was told is that he is extremely involved in his son Jack's life, that he sees him once a week, that he would go from Boston to New York every Friday as soon as he wouldn't practice, that he would leave the facility after meetings on Friday, go visit his son, come back by Friday night or Saturday morning. And
so that's the case, then why would he ever even consider the Chargers in the first place? Why would you even listen to what they had to say?
My question to that, and perhaps maybe because he was using them as leverage to get more money out of Tampa, that's entirely possible.
That's BS then. I mean, either they're using you as leverage or you're using his son Jack as the Chargers as an excuse. It's one or the other.
If you're flying private, what we're talking about, 2.5 versus 4.5 or 5 hours.
Yeah, hours he could be stretching or eating avocados.
Or
sleeping.
It's just too far and the team's not comfortable. I don't know. Maybe the team wasn't comfortable with it.
Too far, then why? Why go down the road with it?
And then that also brings us to the question, if in fact that was the sole reason, what about the reports that he really wanted San Francisco from Chris Sims? Then that doesn't fit into that puzzle either.
No.
We know Chris and Kyle Shanahan, college roommates, very close.
Yeah, you're from California. So, the whole I didn't want to leave Jack in New York Sounds a little fishy to me, but you know what is
interesting. But that was something we heard 6 months ago. Yeah. People are like, he ain't leaving. He sees his son every weekend. There's no way he's leaving Boston.
Then what are we doing talking about Tom Brady to the Chargers or San Francisco 49ers?
Right.
It's interesting because, you know, the first thing that everybody says about Tampa Bay, I mean, the first thing that came out of your mouth yesterday when we figured out, once we accepted the fact that Tom Brady was going to go to Tampa Bay, you know, was, hey, Tampa Bay's got attendance problems.
Big time.
And they need people in those seats, and they need to figure that out. That's a narrative for the Chargers,
sure
too.
Is.
You know, going into the new.
That's why Jim said, hey, it's everybody that wanted this to happen.
Yeah, and that's why they, you know, it was a PR move. But to me, you know, PR doesn't win football games. It really doesn't. It wins the offseason. We went through it every year with Lane Kiffin. We see the strides that USC, just the absolute, just the unbelievable contortions USC goes through every offseason to sell something to the fans. To me, football-wise, the Chargers might be in way better shape going forward. I know they don't have anybody to run out of the tunnel on day one.
Jerseys to sell at the quarterback position, which is the number, you know, you want to sell that number 12, a ton of them. And
I know.
Mentioned,
but you got to win games too,
yeah.
Matt.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't think they would have done it. I don't think Tom Telesco or Anthony Lynn would have signed off on it if they didn't think he could.
I
if
get
they
it.
Didn't, you know, say, hey, this, and you know, I think Jim put it perfectly last hour, which is, and I don't mean to hit the guy on his way out while celebrating him while he was here, but I thought we did a pretty good, honest broadcast. Something happened with Philip last year where the decision-making in the closing minutes of games and on those final drives, it was a 180 from where it was the year before.
It looked like three flies up in a couple games down the stretch. It really did.
It really did.
And
it's
you're
like
whoa, well,
why is he throwing that ball?
That was amazing. You know, we did all this clawing back into the game only so this guy could just throw it up into the sky and lose the game.
And you go 0-9 in one score games, seven of them being one score games when you had possession in the final 5 minutes.
And not to go, you know, too far down the world of the NFL analysis, you know, but for me, like the more and more that I'm forced to watch NFL football and engage in these conversations over the years, you know, and more I've just come to realize, and I've seen it with Jared Goff, I've seen it with all these guys, saw it in the Super Bowl this year. You need that guy to make the throw. You need that guy to make the throw.
Yeah.
You know, that guy's got to be there in the fourth quarter to make the throw. If he made the throw in the first quarter, that's great. But that guy's got to make the throw to win the game. That's how small the margin of error in the
everybody's NFL, really good.
You know, in the NFL, you know, that's just how small the margin of error is. And I don't know if Tom Brady make that throw anymore. A lot of people don't.
I think it's a fair question. I mean, his numbers last year were not great. And the Tom Brady protectors will say.
And I felt like that when the Chargers were courting him. And
right.
Now that they're not.
No, I know. I think the Tom Brady detractors will say, look at the numbers. The guy was a league average quarterback at best last year. The Tom Brady supporters will say
that
cast that he had, his skill players, were terrible.
Winless team without Brady.
Drops and wrong routes. And N'Keal Harry was a circus out there. There was no tight end.
In an Arizona State shirt,
I know, right?
How could you?
So what I'm getting at is the news that Ian shared today, I believe to be true that, you know, and I was peddling this a little bit yesterday. Okay, well, if it was important to the people that want to sell tickets that are, you know, that are putting stock into the fact that, okay, we're going to a new stadium. We got to do something here. And Tom checks that box.
Sure does.
And Cam is a bona fide star with the younger generation for certain, at least on par with Tom Brady, you would say, with the younger kids that like football.
Comparable hat collection with
Brady. He's not the answer. That's not happening. Not at 30 years old, not with that history, and not with his performance. And remember, this is someone who has passed for sub 60%.
He's a house with asbestos.
And
it's beautiful on the outside. It's got foxtails. It's got a beautiful...
It was great for a while.
Got a great hat. And like a Jimmy Goldstein type of hat.
If he ain't running like he did his first 5 years and when he won that MVP and able to use those legs and be that sort of dual threat, which people seem to think he's not going to be able to be moving forward, he is not someone that is going to adapt to a different style of play and all of a sudden become a more accurate passer, a more complete quarterback, if you will, than someone that was just a physical specimen and able to dominate teams because he was so freaking
shake
big
people
and fast.
Off.
Shake people
shake them off.
Off
like Taylor Swift, Matt.
And you always had to account for that possibility. And then on top of that, the fact that you can't give a guy a physical right now and you can't fly to see him and he can't fly to see you, there's no way you're trading for him. So I think it now becomes a draft situation. And the question that Tom Telesco and his staff and John Spanos and and Dean Spanos have to ask themselves is, how much, if we need to, are we willing to give up to get Tua? He is the one. Well, he and Joe Burrow are the stars of this draft. Justin Herbert might be a really good quarterback. Jordan Love might have the raw tools to become a really good quarterback, but they're not stars. Tua's a star.
He's a name people know. I mean, Herbert can become a star overnight. He's a star on the West Coast, and he won a Rose Bowl for Oregon. Minshew became a star in like a day.
It can happen.
He can become a star, but right now, Tua Tagovailoa,
he's the star of the draft.
Might sell tickets. Yes. I mean, might get the Samoans and Carson and Wilmington going.
Most definitely. And I think that's and I think when you're at six, you now have to take inventory. Because it's now between you and the Dolphins. What are you doing? And what are the Dolphins willing to do? And what are you willing to do?
What are you doing?
And I think if you just look at the Carson Wentz trade as a framework, when the Eagles jumped from 8 to 2 to get him, they gave up their current one. They gave up a 3 and a 4 and a 1 the following year. I think it would be a big package of picks for Tom Telesco to give up, to move up to 3, to jump ahead of the Dolphins to get Tua. But that's if you're the Eagles, you feel pretty damn good about what you gave up to the Browns to go get Carson Wentz, having a franchise quarterback that helped lead you to the best record in the league.
If you can keep him healthy, fly Eagles fly.
There's that. But I would say if you were the Browns, considering what you got out of those picks, it did not go well for them and what they used those picks for, because I think it was Mike Lombardi that said it to us. Sometimes those picks they got to become players.
Right.
It's great when they're picks and everybody's excited about what you got.
Same as basketball.
But they got to become players sooner or later.
What do you think about Gurley being on the trading block? I'm not to treat you like an NFL information man, which you are. I mean, I would imagine that all Gurley's hearing standing up there on the podium is crickets with his CGI'd burger in his hand.
It is.
Get a real burger, Gurley.
It is straight crickets. No one. Now, I would have never thought that anyone would take on that David Johnson contract, but hell, they not only took it on, but the Texans gave up DeAndre Hopkins for David Johnson and a second.
Well, O'Brien offended Hopkins.
Big time. Thank you, Michael Irvin, for sharing that, by the way. I don't know if DeAndre wanted you to get that out there, but good looking out.
Thanks, Mike.
You can see with the free agent running backs. I mean, look, Melvin Gordon's a good back. He's still out there. Devontae Freeman is a good back. He's still out there. Nobody is signing running backs.
Yasiel Puig, good back, out there.
You know what? Might have a better chance.
Good market for Yasiel right now.
Might be a better chance of running the ball.
After Derrick Henry.
Right? I mean, just hand it to him, see what happens. See if he can get you a yard.
Miles Jack.
Or two. Exactly.
Remember how excited we were?
Oh, God.
Those were the days.
They really were, the salad days, when a linebacker was a better running back than he was a linebacker
Miles
for
Jack
a slice of time.
And Marquise Lee. Two of the great local college football stories in the moment that we had.
I would say the market for Todd Gurley is almost nil. I did see an interesting little nugget today watching Free Agency Frenzy on NFL Network, and that is that...
Was it not at the top of the hour?
It was not at the top
of the hour. No.
And that was that the Rams very well might be interested in Melvin Gordon. If the price is right, if there's a way for them to get off of Todd Gurley, that Melvin...
We can't get off of Melvin. We're trying.
We can't.
He's holding on to us.
It's the old wolf. Can you chew off your arm? Would you be willing to do that just to get him to get out?
He's going to fumble a lot. He's
going to be hard. The Rams, I think what you're seeing today, just to kind of jump to them real quick, is the product of what we've been discussing for a number of months. And that is that, hey, this is when you now have to pay for the contract to Brandon Cooks, to Aaron Donald, to Todd Gurley, and to Jared Goff.
And you lost the Super Bowl. You got there.
I mean, you appreciate it. Take the swing. No long-term windows. Take that swing and see if you can win it before you move into the stadium and get people excited about having a championship team. So I get it, but you were going to have to pay, and this is when they are paying.
Think about that Rushmore, Matt. Namath, Unitas, Montana, Brady.
I don't feel like that last.
Okay, all right. Hold on. Try again.
Okay.
Jim Brown.
Okay.
Walter Payton.
Right.
Emmitt Smith.
Ooh, now you're talking.
Gurley.
Again, one season. I mean, Sean Alexander had a 2,000-yard season, remember?
Sure did, yeah.
Nothing against Sean Alexander, but, you know.
Priest Holmes, big baller.
I mean, come on, big baller. Not up there. So
okay, I'm sorry. You know what?
Dante Fowler gone.
Serves me right for even trying to talk NFL football with a guy Corey that works Littleton. At the NFL Network. I'm backing off this mic now.
Corey Littleton gone. Cut Nickell Robey-Coleman. Michael Brocker's
hurt
gone.
My feelings.
And that is a product of four guys taking up like 50% of your 40% of your cap.
F you, man.
So,
treat me like that.
Get ready for
you don't like Tarod. My Mount Rushmore talk?
I love Rushmore talk. Let's do it tomorrow.
Well, I tried to.
You know we should
I tried
do?
To do it. I tried to make it local.
Okay.
And
I'm
you
sorry.
Screwed me, Matt.
I apologize. You know what we should really do?
You did me like American me.
Here's what we'll do.
You choked me while I was peeing like little puppet.
What we should do is we should do a Mount Rushmore, but here's our rainbow. Let's do like a Mount Rushmore of like cereals and of like candy bars.
You mean like the stuff we did?
And like board games.
You mean like the stuff we did in 2008?
Yeah. Okay. So let's not relinquish that in these dire straits times of sports radio content. Let's really get creative. Let's really shake it up. We can do brackets. We can do brackets of hamburgers. You know, I mean, that's never been thought of. Put that together moving forward. Now the free agency is starting to slow down and we're going to be starving for content. Try that one on.
Try to say on. It never happened before.
I don't know. Short term and my long term, it's gone. So you'll have to remind me.
I'd have to remind you of the history of this show.
I'll tell you, Barstool making and hundreds of millions of dollars doing that sort of stuff. And they created it.
It's sad, Matt. It's sad that I have to drive here as a middle class person while there's very wealthy people doing what we have done for many years. But that is, alas.
Just goes to show you, being a couple of a-holes and insulting everyone along the way while we've done this for 14 years.
Yeah, there's echelons of a-holes.
Instead of kissing some ass, may have hit you in the pocket.
I should have kissed Jamie Horowitz's ass.
You ain't kidding.
I should have licked that whole taint.
You should have just let him make out with you like you wanted to.
We were right down at the Mortons. Right. I could have, Matt. It's right across the table from
no,
me.
No, I will not make
and
out with
you. And
what
did I choose to be? Flippant, exactly like always.
And now look.
And look at me now. AM radio and the world's under quarantine. F this.
Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports. Greg Allman from the Tampa Bay Times and now the Athletic going to join us at the bottom of next hour and talk about Tom Brady headed to the Buccaneers.
Buccaneers.
We got a film fight coming up in the very next segment. Remember, Southwest Airlines has always offered no change or cancellation fees. Fare differences may apply. You can book today at southwest.com.
Matt, we are not taking a lot of calls because we never do. And if we started doing it now, people would be like, what's wrong with you guys? Went out of stuff to talk about losing. But we do have the secret textoso line, of course.
Sold out to Chevy.
Which is brought to you by Chevrolet. When our community is faced with adversity, we find a way to get through it. Chevrolet is committed to helping you in any way we can, from answering your vehicle questions related to service and everything in between. Visit ChevyCares.com to learn more. Don Martin does not have a lot of people to yell at because the building is mostly empty. So he comes and visits us every day, our boss. And this text came from somebody, and it says, Don Martin is coming here to tell you guys, my man, we've been ordered a shelter in place. No one can leave the studio for 2 weeks. I hope you bastards like vending machine food. And then he sent like a crying, laughing face. It's like, what?
I am.
Why are you going to be that way? Why are you going to lash out at us? We're here trying to entertain you. Why are you going to lash out at us?
4 hours a day.
Yeah.
We got to brave the elements.
Why are you going to lash out at us?
We got to come into a building where there are bodies that aren't supposed to be here.
Right? We don't trust each other.
No. Of course not.
Kate asked me if I had a runny nose today just because I put some aquifer on my nose to protect my nose. He goes, hey, runny nose. And I was like, whoa.
Not cool.
Easy.
And Kate's is the one who went to Disneyland.
Exactly right.
Jerk face.
I got it from you, all right? I got it from you.
Oh, you know one of us has it, and we're giving it to everybody.
Yeah.
And we'll never live it down.
Hey, P, as the voice of the Bolts, ask him how it feels to get cucked by that gay blade from Tampa Bay. Ooh! I'm telling you guys, blessing in disguise. Blessing in disguise.
It hurts.
I don't think it should.
It hurts.
You're lucky, man. You're lucky. You've dodged a bullet here. Because you would have had to been like, Brady drops back. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, Daniel. Oh, look away. Okay. Look away, baby.
Think about that. Think about being able to make that call. Right?
Okay, this is the last you are call. Dark.
I know. Man. I know. So dark.
Nothing beats Vic's declaration on Yao Ming's foot. You're right. Yesterday we were talking about Pat O'Brien's declaration that Peyton Manning would never play. Never play again.
I'll never play. I know the doctors.
He's broken.
They told me his neck is fused. It's fused.
He was sitting in this chair and said that he will never play again. I know it from a doctor in Indy that his neck has been fused.
I'll never play again. Not going to happen.
He only appeared in two Super Bowls after that for the Denver Broncos.
For 5,000 yards.
But Vic the Brick did say that Yao Ming's foot was butchered by a crazed Chinese doctor. And don't we know it, right?
Hey,
going on right now.
Where are we at today?
Yeah, communists. And Vic said the commie doctors ruined Yao Ming's foot, and we lambasted him. I mean, we...
Vic, you have no sources in China. Why are you doing that? Why would you say that?
Dumbass boomer. I mean, that's before you said that, but we got after
it. I have a source.
Oh,
the source told me the doctor butchered his foot.
And what actually happened?
Doctor butchered his foot.
Chinese butcher doctor hacked up Yao Ming's foot.
Vic knew.
Like a kung pao chicken, and he knew about it.
Had it.
And chickity China, the Chinese chicken, and we're sitting here with nothing, looking like idiots. So that happened. So Vic was right about Yao Ming. Pat O'Brien, incorrect.
Dead ass wrong.
Dead ass. Dead ass.
Dead ass wrong.
P, I'm the same. I get all faded and have all kinds of stuff in my cart at the end of the night, and then suddenly I sober up for a second, and I don't buy this. Yes. Yes. Coronavirus, coronavirus shopping is a thing, and I keep getting harassed because I say it all the time. Sendero. Sendero's this cool brand, man.
Sendero.
But they don't have anything that fits me.
Too big or too small?
Sons of bitches.
Both.
Yo, P, Tim Crates is right. And by crates, I mean Cates.
He's got crates of coronavirus.
Crates for nothing.
In that body of his.
Tim Cates is right. For the first time in a long time, I love seeing a new day in great sports talk in my podcast.
Great sports talk.
I don't know why it's been a long time. But his D is still in Wrangler jeans, if you know what I mean.
Oh, we know what you mean.
What do you mean?
It's wrangled? That is some mangled, wrangled up junk.
That it's like a lasso?
What rhymes with wrangle? Mangle.
Matt,
it's mangle in the wrangle.
One of our listeners is taking up my cause and attacking the LA Times this week.
Right?
But he's going after Dylan Hernandez, this guy. Dylan Hernandez wrote a thing today like, hey, LeBron might have it. You going to take it seriously now?
LeBron James.
And Dylan Hernandez writes, this guy writes about Dylan Hernandez. Hey, P, can you tell Dylan Hernandez to go suck a...
Whoa! Ow!
What?
Hey!
It says suck a B of D.
Oh, a bag of D's?
Yeah.
I love that.
Millions of people aren't being paid.
Is it a bag or a box? I like a box.
He said bag.
D's. Oh, he said bag. So,
you can put a box in a bag. And it could still have D's.
Not
millions of people aren't being paid due to the shutdown, and a higher number of people can't even be tested. I'm supposed to understand the seriousness of this now because eyebrow, mustache, and balding LeBron might be sick.
LeBron James.
All I can say is two big middle fingers, gracias amigo, to you, Dylan Hernandez. But here is LeBron's update about being in quarantine.
When they advise you to be quarantined for 14 days and isolated from nobody. Can't even get a haircut from my barber. They want me to stay away from him. I'm looking like Tom Hanks off Castaway.
Really?
She can't even go and get her hair done, so she gonna just cut them out herself. Little Whoopi Goldberg over here. The struggle is real in the James household right now. Boo, you good? You need some help? You got it?
SpongeBob.
Hey, man. You got to do what we got to do.
Hey. Can I get the first part of that real quick? Is it still open? If it's not, don't worry about it.
No, that's good sound. I mean,
if you're isolated from nobody.
And then there's somebody in the background.
You got some big problems.
There's somebody in the background going like, hey.
I'm around everybody. I'm isolated from nobody.
Can't be around nobody. I think it was using Ebonics, which is a term from the 90s.
I gotta find it again. I think
no,
I
no,
I
don't right. worry about it.
It's all right.
Fine.
You know what I thought was gonna
I'll
happen?
Just do this.
You know what I was thought was? You know what I thought was gonna happen right in the middle of that? Somebody was gonna come up and go, "More champagne, Mr. Fontaine."
That would. Be
but
amazing.
They did.
That would be amazing.
Oh, here's one. I'm in lockdown in Spain with my family of five. Not sure how we're getting home, but at least I have the Petros and Money podcast.
Huh. Thank you. Great sports talk.
For the updates and the updates
Good
on
luck
Vic
out there,
the
by
Brick.
The way. That is gnarly in Spain right now.
Yeah, you can ride a wave of paella back to the States.
That's the plan. That's what you're going
to They advise you to be quarantined for 14 days and isolated from nobody. Can't even get a haircut from my barber. They want me to stay away from him.
Because your barber's 100 years old.
I'm looking like Tom Hanks off Castaway.
It's really not that bad. The beard
COVID.
Looks exactly like I'm used to seeing it look, right?
I can't get it colored like I usually want to.
Now you're talking.
Can't get my eyebrows put on. My fake eyebrows put on. Can't get my wig right.
He's like the hooker at the beginning of I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
Yeah, don't talk to your girl about your weave. You know what I mean? Because you got a weave too, LeBron.
Y'all good, boo?
We all know you got a weave. We've seen it. We'll be right back with your film fight. Goonies versus Princess Bride.
Hey, nah.
85 versus 87.
Hey, nah.
Pirates to be celebrated. Coming up next in Great Sports Talk.